round two, with this whole podcast thing. Let's see, I'm Pinky Mina 666, and who are you?
I'm Dragonfly 201.
Yes, you are. We're gonna start off the, first episode as like an introduction. I have an idea if maybe we ask each other questions. Like, well, no, scratch that. I already have questions that I will ask both of us at the same time, and we will both respond, with an answer. Okay, so, starting off, favorite character, you go first.
Okay, used to be Twilight, but the whole Twilicon thing happened. And Discord doesn't really count because he's my favorite villain, despite not being a villain anymore. So, my favorite would have to be, Fluttershy.
Fluttershy?
Yeah.
Is there a reason, or just because she's so adorable?
I think she's relatable as well. More so than Twilight was, because, you know, Twilight's a princess.
Yeah, that kind of goes over your head now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, I want to be a princess. But I'm not a princess.
She's who I want to be, in a sense.
Do you want to? Like, if you're a pony, you want to be Fluttershy?
Yeah, at least the kindness aspect of her.
Maybe meet her, have some tea with the animal friends.
Yeah, actually that would be kind of cool. Yeah. Other than that, I also relate to her in terms of what happened to her, like when she was in like camp and everything. I got picked on a lot too for being different, so I can kind of understand where she's coming from.
Yeah. Also.
And let's face it, I'm a freaking introvert.
Sure. I pretend to know what that means, and ask
me. And these are not very sociable. I mean, I kind of have to, you know, I talk to people if I have to, kind of thing.
Yeah. What was I going to ask? I was going to add to this and be, even though I don't think she's my favorite, I like her though. If I was in Ponyville, I even though I hate tea parties, I would probably still have tea with Fluttershy, and maybe Discord if it's after season 4.
Yeah, true.
Not before, because obviously, you know, in season 4 he betrayed them again. So I'd rather prefer his after season 4 character than before.
Yeah.
That way I don't.
But really on that topic, try to move off on a tangent. But if I ended up in a time period in Equestria where Discord's still a statue.
Yeah.
I'd take advantage of opportunities to visit the statue and just talk to him because he can still hear you.
You probably
he's
would.
He's still in
stone. It sounds a lot like the game that we're making.
I know, but it's true that I would because he's stuck all alone in there. He's got nothing but his own thoughts, and no wonder he's mental.
He was mental way before. You said he was eating seeds. Seeds!
I know, but.
He eats paper!
I know, but like, just imagine, 1,000 years stuck with your own thoughts. Barring any kind of mental immortality Discord has.
I'm sure he went into his mind palace, and... by the way, for those of you who don't know what mind palace is, it's a Sherlock, thing where he stores all the information he's learned in his life into his mind, and he can always access it anytime, anywhere. Calls it his mind palace. Going back on topic, if Discord had a mind palace, what do you think would be inside this mind palace?
I'd say silence.
You think silence?
He depends on the interaction with other ponies to spread and create his chaos. Without it, his magic would have nowhere to go.
Well, speaking of which, his magic going places. Why is it that in another spoiler alert for season 4's finale, if he's like the embodiment of chaos, why didn't Tyrek grow a lot larger than he did from chaos magic?
fucked up.
They pretty much did. Because, like, it's Discord's magic. He grew the same size, or the same amount of, like, an Alicorn magic. And it's like, then when he took at least when he took Twilight's Alicorn magic, the four Alicorns magic in Twilight, at least he grew, like, twice as big.
Discord supposedly is supposed to be more powerful than him. Yeah. If we take into account he's actually been returning powerful.
Yeah, Discord should have made him grow, like, three times, like, his size or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, to veer it all the way back on track, but for example, let's say the train track is, I don't know, let's say where you are, and I forgot where you live, but then the train is all the way in, like, Greenland.
What? The question was, what's your favorite pony, and you haven't answered.
Exactly. I just added to yours. My favorite pony, who could it be? Who can my favorite pony? Pinkamina.
Oh, come on, pink characters don't count.
Fine, if I have to pick a character with an actual speaking role and actual does stuff, it would probably have to be a non-villain pony, because that's going to come later. My favorite one would probably have to be Trixie. I mean, sure, she did bad things, but I wouldn't consider her a villain, as opposed to, like, Discord and Chrysalis and Sombra. She's in a separate...
I will wait until we get to the villains bit to go off on a tangent about Major and Minor on the new series.
My favorite is Trixie, probably because I like her attitude. She's not, like, I don't like character, like, the thing about when you create a new character, especially in a show as popular as this, and actually this was only, like the fourth episode that ever came out in season one, so they were still testing things out, but to create a character, they have to be interesting, have their own personality, have their own little character quirks that are specific to them. Trixie fits all of this. She's not boring, that's for sure. She speaks in third pony. See, people say first pony, but that's when you speak as, like, me and I. Third pony is when you speak about someone else, you know.
And again, as fanfic writers, we know the distinction.
Yes, because obviously I play first-person shooter games, and the thing is, it's supposed to put you in the control of the character, so, you know, so that's another variation. So it's, you know, when you say I, that's first person. When you say someone's name, that's third person. So that's where I like about Trixie. She has that certain special character trait where she talks about herself in the third person. That's interesting. Obviously, the fact that she had to work at Pinkie Pie's family rock farm, I thought was pretty clever.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? Yeah. She had to make ends meet, so she had to work on Pinkie Pie's rock farm. How the mighty have fallen. But to be fair, did Trixie really deserve... I mean, sure, she was boastful, but did she really deserve to lose her reputation and pretty much her entire life because of it?
Well, if she tried to improve her act and basically not pull the same stuff she did at Ponyville, then the things would play out differently. She would have, at least I assume, she would have gotten a warmer reception in other towns.
But
she would have been actually able to make money.
But the reason is that she... What was it? The word got out that she lied about saving the town from, Ursa Major. Obviously, let's face it, all magicians are frauds. It's not real magic. Okay? And when you see David Copperfield, it's not real magic. He's a fraud. But he's a good fraud. He does it well, and it's cool. You know it's fake, you know? Everyone's a fraud. There's no real magic. So the fact that... So the fact that Trixie was, like, even though she's a unicorn, her talent, all she can do is tricks. She can't do any actual spells. That's her destiny, sadly enough. So...
Didn't Jeffrey the Talent be more on the line of deception and illusion? Because that's what stage magic is.
Yeah.
You see, it's why we watch stage magic, to believe the illusion.
And it's really, really cool to see somebody that saw in half. That's, I love that. I watch, going on slightly off topic, but we're still talking about magic, so it's not really off topic when you think about it. But, the Masked Magician on, he has a show called Magic's Biggest Secrets Finally Revealed. All the tricks in there are amazing, but he always shows you how he does it afterwards. So, it's really...
That kind of reminds me of another show similar to that called The Magic of Science. Where they use science as the basis for magic tricks.
Well, that's pretty much
and
all...
And they show you how it's done.
Well, magic pretty much revolves around science and carpentry, because you got to build all the stuff, and you got to time everything, you got to, you know... Everything. But yeah, so Trixie's destiny is pretty much magic tricks and that kind of thing, which pretty much means her destiny was tossed out the window into a pile of steaming horse poo at the end of her episode when she was called a fraud. So that means her life is basically nothing anymore, unless she can somehow, you know...
Mm-hmm. Also kind of shows how narrow-minded a lot of the ponies in the questioner are. I mean, yes, they preach on about friendship and magic and stuff, but they don't do that. They don't really allow those who have made mistakes to change their tune. They don't really show them how.
It seems like the only ponies who understand that friendship is magic is the main six. Because in the season 3 finale, when Pinkie Pie had the job of, Applejack, and Fluttershy was involved with making them laugh, every pony in the world was, like, depressed and angry and mad all the time. So,
actually, it was just every pony in Ponyville.
Shh. It's fine. So, that shows you that the only ones who really understand the concept of friendship is magic is the main six. But I don't know if you probably have all heard the song Magic. I forgot who. I think it was by Living Tombstone and someone else. But it was about Trixie and the line where she says, you can call it fake, but this is real magic. Technically, she's right, because based on real world facts, magic tricks are the only real kind of magic there are. So technically, her magic tricks are real magic, and the magic that the unicorns do are fake.
Technically. No, actually that's not the case. Trixie's magic is real magic. It's simply another branch of unicorn magic. She's still casting spells, they're just not as useful as the ones Twilight can do.
Well, she's talking about magic
tricks.
They're
developed specifically for stage show.
Yeah. But it's magic tricks.
It's still magic, though. It's just different kind.
Also, in real-world facts, though, magic tricks are more real than actual magic. So I do like that song because it's an interesting take on magic in general. And I like brain teasers like that, like things that make you think. And that has a good point. So, yeah, Trixie...
Next question?
What? Next question?
We're rambling on about this all day.
You rambled on about Fluttershy.
Yeah, for a couple of minutes.
We talked about something like Doctor Who. No, we talked about something else. And then remember, I had to say we had to get back on track.
Okay.
Anyway, so we said our favorite character. Let's go opposite direction. What is our least favorite character? Remember this one that you had trouble with?
There's one character I specifically hate. To clarify, I have a list of characters I really hate, and on them so far is Black Doom from Shadow the Hedgehog, and Kazuma from Hakuoki's Stories of Fish and Sengumi. But yeah, there's not really one. I probably have to say, Chrysalis, because she's an idiot.
She's an idiot.
I
think
that's Chrysalis is stupid.
She's...
That's why.
So she's
either Chrysalis... Well, either Chrysalis or Quinn and Flynn.
Well, Chrysalis would be on your least favorite villains list, not...
Okay, well, least favorite characters list, it would be Flynn and Flynn.
Flynn and Flynn. You're pairing them together as one character.
Well, yeah.
They're kind of the same. Yeah, they're kind of the same, really. Yeah. Their songs, though, are pretty good, though.
Oh, my God.
Their character is annoying.
You know that episode with Applejack where she got her key? I could see what was happening from a mile away.
That was all fake and staged, yeah. But I did like the song in there, and it's like, because they have really, there are two songs they had in the show were good, but the characters, like, my God, they're annoying. And I might have to agree with you that they're my least favorite. Although, Zakor is kind of annoying because I don't like her rhymes. But I'm getting used to her. I'm getting used to Zakor. I'm starting to like her. But, Flim and Flam. Yeah, well, she's got another one of those special character traits I was talking about before with Trixie that are interesting. Like, she always rhymes. And I think each character has their own specific character trait that makes them special and unique.
Yeah.
Which is what makes it a great show and relatable.
Okay, wait. The other thing about least favorite character, do the Equestria Girls movie count? Take that into account or not?
If you're gonna say Sunset Shimmer, I would have to advise against
it. I'm gonna say freaking Flash Sentry.
Whoa, hey, Flash Sentry was in the season 4 premiere.
Okay, I'm gonna say Brad then.
He counts now because he's in the season 4 premiere. No, he was in the one where a Discord was quote unquote sick.
Yeah, Freeze Crowd.
Yeah. He was he showed up there too.
I like him.
I'm
gonna rant about this later. If you guys care about that, why I hate Flash Sentry, then just like post up a comment and I'll write a blog up about it on fanfiction or something.
I was gonna say that I liked the Christian Girls, and I actually pre-ordered the sequel coming out in late September, I think it was. I think it was going to be in theaters again. The thing I didn't like the most was that at the end of the movie, they set up a love interest for Twilight with Flash Sentry. However, it was never touched upon. Ever. You know, like, at the end of the episode, the characters are like, her friends making fun of her, going like, oh, Simon's got a crush on the new guy. And I was like, oh, cool, so something cool is going to happen in season 4, right? She's going to get a love interest. Nope.
Because Flash Sentry wasn't the guy she's in love with, it was his human counterpart.
But still.
Oh, dear Lord.
Speaking of that, and we will do an Equestria Girls review after the season 3 finale review, because, damn it, that was a good, that has some good bashing material for you. But, Twilight was a pony in a human body in the movie, right?
Uh-huh.
And she had a crush on a human as a pony in a human body.
My logical reasoning for this is that she turned into a human.
And she has human emotions?
No, more like human hormones.
But still, it's really kind of awkward. I mean, especially the fact that Spike had a crush on Rarity when they were in Equestria, and then now when they're in Canterlot High, he's a dog, and she's, like, giving him, like, that, like, the puppy eyes, like, oh, he's so adorable, and Spike's just like, why am I being tortured so much?
The movie goes from Xenophilia to bestiality. That's what has worked.
Speaking of risque content in the pony universe, do you remember the Maniac episode?
Yeah.
As soon as I saw the trailer for that, I'm like, is that a tentacle monster?
Oh my God.
And as soon as the commercial is over, I just hung my head and going, I can hear the internet clicking away as I speak. It's like, oh my god, Hasbro.
Oh my god.
They're giving the Kloppers material. like, how can they not? You know, they gave him the perfect ammunition, right? They're gonna use it. It's like, oh my god, Hasbro, nice going. Nice going. Now you're giving them the okay after doing something like that. But, I don't know. Actually, no, she may actually be my least favorite villain. We'll want to get to that. Because, well, actually...
I kind of see her as,
like, a funny
version of Georgia, just with crazy hair.
So, let's, next question, then, if you're, wait, did we just... Well, what was this question? We're talking about...
Least favorite character.
Oh, so we're still on that, are we? Well, then let's go to the, villain section. But let's go backwards.
Okay.
Our least favorite villain, because we're already on that topic. As I just said, Maniac. Because, I hate her laugh. It's so annoying. Well, let's go down the list of, the villains. I mean, there's Nightmare Moon. There was Discord. There was Sombra. There was... Damn it. Okay,
is
so...
Nora?
I'm trying to, yes. There's Nightmare Moon. Then there was Chrysalis. No, Nightmare Moon. Then Discord. Then Chrysalis. And then Season 3 was... Shut up. Season 3. Season 3 for now didn't have a villain. So Sombra was Season 3 premiere. So we have Nightmare Moon, Chrysalis. Why is this so difficult? Nightmare Moon. Shh. Okay, I'm doing it. Nightmare Moon, Discord, Chrysalis. This is really hard to do.
Nightmare Moon, Discord, Chrysalis, Sombra, and then Tarek.
No, you missed one.
Yeah.
You missed Sunset Shimmer.
She counts?
She's a main villain in the... So, okay. Nightmare Moon. Discord. Chrysalis. Sombra. Sunset Shimmer. And T-Rex. Oh! Who's your daddy? Okay.
Those are the major villains in the series. Then you've got your minor antagonists, which is...
Trixie.
Trixie, Gilda, Flynn,
Lightning Dust.
Maniac. Yeah, Lightning Dust and all them. They're the minor antagonists.
And then the Buffaloes, which turned out to be good guys at the end, but, you know. I digress.
Yeah.
So, my least favorite villain is obviously Maniac. Who is yours?
Okay, since apparently we're taking a question of pros into account with every answer...
She's dumber than Chrysalis. I liked her voice. No, actually, I liked Chrysalis' voice better than hers. I just liked her, I liked her turn at the end, even though it was really, really fast and really, really rushed. Yes. I did like the fact that she did end up changing, though. You know, like Trixie? I did like the fact that they realized their mistake. And before we go any further, I want to point this out. You've seen the movie, right?
Yes, I've seen the movie.
You've seen the movie. Okay, good. You remember when she first puts on the Element of Harmony at the end to turn into the demon monster?
Yes.
If you look closely, she's crying.
Yeah.
You notice that? I think at that point she realizes she messed up. You know,
why didn't she realize this early? She's a student of Princess Celestia, former wielder of the Elements of Harmony.
Yeah, but it's a different universe.
Yeah, but she was originally Princess Celestia's student before getting pissed and running off to the mirror.
Who, Shima?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was Princess Celestia's first student. Then she got mad because Celestia was holding her back from bringing stuff, so she went through the mirror and hid out in the human world for several years.
Which,
but how the hell does she know about the Elements of Harmony? See, this is just the continuity there is a lot of...
No, that's probably one of the things that Celestia taught her up front, was Elements of Harmony. Because remember?
Yeah, but they went around.
No, but she began her studies not long before. Remember, she began her studies not long before Twilight, so Celestia already had the elements herself.
Because
she banished Luna to the moon.
Yeah, and the elements were lost.
No, she had them.
In the old castle. They fell dormant, like, sometime after Luna's banishment.
No, the elements and in then... the, with the elements in the stone, oh, wait, no, that... It was weird. I don't know why they ended up there. Like, why did Celestia just leave him there? You know, like, here are the most powerful weapons in the universe. I'm just going to lay him in this castle to turn to stone, just because. Makes sense.
Because she didn't use him anymore.
Maybe she needed Luna after a while, and she could have used him on her own, maybe? I don't know. But Twilight seemed to do just fine with four alicorns inside of her. So, I don't know.
But how does Sunset know Twilight's the bearer of the elements of magic? How does she know Twilight's a princess? How does she know all these things? This is apparently the first time she's returned through the mirror.
Not to mention that the night she took the crown was her first time back since she left.
Exactly.
Because you can see the mirror flash under the door when she appears. It's like she just came back. It's like, wow. Wow, continuity. But I
and
think...
again, this movie was directed at little girls.
I think the, well, I think what the thing is, she didn't know who had the element. She just knew she was going back to the castle. And she just happened to stumble upon the crown and didn't know that Twilight had it.
So what, she improvised?
She improvised, yeah. Her plan was, I made a fake crown that looks like the Element of Harmony crown. I'm going to go switch it out for the real crown.
And she knows the crown is back. Because when she left, the Element of Magic didn't technically
exist. You needed to do the crown in the theater.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That is the Element of Magic.
Well, Twilight, but I digress. We'll get more about Equestria Girls bashing when we talk about Equestria Girls. However,
yeah.
Your least favorite villain is Sunset Shimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's dumber than a box of arrows.
Yeah.
All right, favorite villain. who's your don't, besides Discord, who's your favorite villain?
Okay, besides Discord?
Yeah.
Nightmare Moon.
Nightmare Moon?
Uh-huh.
Just because it's Luna?
Well, no, it is the fact that she's the embodied, she's not the moon,
she's not the moon. She is the reason.
No, I'm sure that one's wrong. The diversions she creates test each of the main six to prove their elements.
Imagine
how ingenious that is. Though she's trying to stop them, Luna's testing them. Get it?
You mean like the Luna inside is trying to help them?
Yep, by showing them which one's their element.
I think you're looking too far into this. I think it was just a mistake.
Without Nightmare Moon, Twilight wouldn't realize those five ponies who tagged along represented the elements of harmony.
Right.
Without those obstacles.
You know what?
Twilight wouldn't be able to apprehend many of them again.
This was all Celestia's doing, because why else would she let herself get captured? Where did she even go?
She was imprisoned in the sun, apparently. Well, that's the main theory.
Well, so who put her there? Luna, right? She must have let Luna do this, so Twilight would have to go on a quest to find the elements.
Yep.
So it was all Celestia's doing. And I see...
Without Nightmare Moon, she wouldn't provide the obstacles.
Well,
without Nightmare Moon, if she wasn't banished, or if she didn't test them, if she simply waited them at the castle, then Twilight would be able to activate the elements because she would realize who each one was.
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Maybe Luna, but because when Luna came
back... Look at that, and Nightmare Moon looks pretty awesome. That's why I like her.
Well, she looked better with fangs, but... I think I have a theory of why Luna didn't have fangs in episode 1 and 2.
Well, Yeah?
It's because when she got banished to the moon, all she had to eat was moon rocks, and it filed down her teeth to normal size.
Yeah, that line is they just added the bang in the season 4 premiere.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Just because.
Just because they did a cool transformation scene. But that it could be true. Like, well, what else would you eat on the moon? Cheese? This is a Wallace and Gromit. The moon is not made of cheese.
Maybe she subsists off, you know, the energy of space itself. Because, you know, Alicorn of the night and stars and moon and stuff.
Maybe.
That's what... Also said that she was put in the moon, not on the moon. So it's like stasis to moon.
I have no idea. I wish they would explain this more. Like, maybe in, like, a handbook or something, you know. Just, like, going deeper into... Because this certainly has a big enough world to have a pony lore, you know, but...
Yeah, because I've only seen bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, and apparently Equestria is only a country, as stated in one of the episodes. So now I'm curious as to what the other countries are. I'm both... for and against them traveling to other countries, because while it would be cool to see other places, it would screw up so many fan fictions. You know, like, it would ruin everything.
Plus, they've already shown that dragons are jerks in Equestria.
Yeah.
So, how would they have a culture or a society, unless the dragons they've shown are only a small part of the demographic?
Maybe. But, you know.
And then there's griffins and
stuff. I'm curious as to griffins, because we saw two griffins at the Equestria Games.
Yeah, they had, like, a teeth and stuff.
Yeah, and I'm curious. Mm-hmm. I want to see more griffins. So that was your favorite villain, right? Nightmare Moon? My obvious villain would be Chrysalis, because she's adorable. I love her voice, and she's played by the villain in the third Bionicle movie. I don't know how many people actually watched Bionicle, but
I think I only saw the first movie.
The first movie, the
Gold
Mask of Light. Yeah, then number two was Legends of Metronui, and then number three was Web of Shadows. The villain Rudaka in Web of Shadows was played by the same voice actress who did Chrysalis.
Okay.
And I was like, I love that voice she has. She has a cool voice. And I liked her Swiss cheese legs. but she's my obvious one, as your obvious one is Discord. So my secondary favorite villain would probably have to be... I'm leaning towards Tyrek, because he's, like, one of the very few male antagonists to actually pose a threat. I mean, let's face it, Discord wasn't a threat. All he wanted to do was make chaos. However, Tyrek wanted to steal every single bit of magic in Equestria and rule everything. I mean, that's kind of a threat, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to probably say Tyrek, because he was one of the most, as opposed to Sombra, those two posed the biggest threat to Equestria in the whole series.
Tyrek posed the biggest threat. His character wasn't really that interesting.
To Sombra?
But then once he started... No, Tyrek. It's like, once he gained a lot of power, he kind of lost all his characterization.
Yeah, he started off as like a sneaky... clever, cunning little guy. And then he became like this godlike demon creature who was like, I want to kill everything!
Yeah.
Princess Twilight!
They could have handled that a bit better.
Well, because he got cocky. I think that's what happened. Like, he threw away cunning because he didn't need to be cunning at that point. He had the power.
Yeah, true. But, you know.
Well, I love his voice. He had a sick voice, like when you first see him in the cloak, sounds like awesome. Death. I was like, this episode is going to be amazing. Taking a break from favorite characters, because I think we summed up our least favorite and favorite villains so far. How about the cliffhangers? Because...
What?
Cliffhangers.
Oh. So, like,
you know,
that's not right.
What?
Left to explain.
Cliffhanger? You know how at the end of part one of every special, there's like a to be continued?
So, like, what's their favorite and what's their least favorite?
Well, let's just talk about them and figure out which one had the biggest one and which one had the weakest one, right? I think part one ended with Nightmare Moon's appearance, and she says the night will last forever, and then dun-dun-dun, to be continued, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was cool, because you had that line, the night will last forever, but then again, when you think about it, who cares if it's nighttime forever? That's not a threat. It's just nighttime forever. I mean, sure, plants won't grow.
Everything's going to freeze on one side of the earth, and the other side is going to get burnt to a crisp.
Have you ever heard of magic? Because she's not taking unicorns' magic from them. She's just making it nighttime. How many unicorns do you think would you'd be able to create some kind of spell, like, you know, your Fresh Breath of Twilight?
If they even could still do that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's implied that somehow the unicorns lost the ability to raise the sun and moon. That's why Celestia and Luna had to do it.
Well,
at least that's the idea the show gives off after half 48.
Well, Celestia and Luna always raised the moon. Twilight had to do it because they gave her power. But
exactly.
but still, it wasn't it didn't end with like, oh my god, we're all gonna die kind of ending. It was like, oh, there's gonna be nighttime forever. And there's Nightmare Moon.
Yeah, it's a kid's show. It's trying to soften the
distinction
level events.
It is enough, though, to pull you in to watch part two. And that's all that really matters. Because that's the first one episode I saw as, you know, everybody's first episode. And I was like, now I'm hooked. I gotta watch part two.
It wasn't my first episode. I saw bits and pieces of, I think it was Call of the Cutie. No, not Call of the Cutie. The Amazon one where she first meets Fiddle and Sweetie Belle.
Cutie Mark Crusaders?
The Quinceañera
one, right?
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces.
Yeah, that's called a cutie.
And also, fun fact, I got into the show was because I read the Russo fanfic that was based off the show, then saw bits and pieces of the show on Cartoon Network and decided to go and watch all the rest.
I got into the show because I was trying to make fun of it for a game project for school in college. I wanted the ponies to, you play as a demon pony, sending all the characters to hell. and so I was, so, me being the kind of guy that likes to have all the characters, show accurate.
In character?
Yeah, show accurate. I was like, sigh, now I gotta watch this little girl show, just to get the, you know, the idea of the characters. So I go on YouTube, I put on episode one, and I'm like, oh my god. Like, part one ends with that cliffhanger, and I'm sitting there going, I gotta watch part two now. Here comes part two. And after part two is over, I was like, now I'm hooked. Part three, here I come. So, it had a good enough cliffhanger to pull you into part two. Season one didn't have a finale. So, nothing
well,
really...
technically it kind of...
Well, not a part two. Well, not a two-parter, though. Nothing to talk about.
True, but it kind of wrapped up the series nicer with the Grand Galloping Gar.
Series or season?
Season. I call it series over you.
Well, because of the Doctor Who thing? The series one, series two?
Yeah, I'm used to calling it series, not season.
You Doctor Who nerd. Anyway, season / series two had the premiere of Return of Harmony. And I forgot how part one ended. You remember how part one ended? I think it was Discord appearing,
yeah, it's after they lose the game in the maze. And that's when it ends with part one.
Yeah, and then Discord's like, you know, you lost, sucker. Ha ha, to be continued.
Looks like we're in for a big old storm of chaos. Yeah.
That was a nice ending, because it was kind of like the first season, like the Nightmare Moon, but with a bit more at stake, because the characters were all discorded.
Yeah, it's like you don't know if they're going to win or not.
Right, so it had the
or
same...
Or how they're going to win.
It was the same style as the Nightmare Moon one, but you had the added bonus of, oh, all the five of the main six are corrupted. How will they get out of this? and Discord looks like it's pretty much in control, and Celestia and Luna aren't doing crap about it. So you have that added threat, and it was a lot better than the season one premiere. Obviously, everything's better than season one. Everything's better than season one. Even season three is better than season one, even though it was half as many episodes. Season two ended with the fantastic Canterlot wedding episode.
Oh, yes.
With Chrysalis. And I'm pretty sure part one ended before you even see Chrysalis when Twilight gets banished to the caves.
Yeah, part one ends with evil Cadence, or what we know as Cadence.
Chrysalis. That was a sick end, because it was a really big threat, because it was a surprise. And like she's so nice, and all of a sudden she goes evil and just engulfs Twilight in this big ball of green fire, and she sinks into the floor, and then the music kicks in and then it just cuts out. You're sitting there watching, going like, "Oh my god!" Your heart's like, "I want part two now." So it didn't. So it didn't.
I watched part one and part two at the same time. Yeah. Like, I watched it before it
on. We all did. When I saw it. You mean so it didn't have the to be continued part?
No.
It didn't?
It just went from season one.
Part one?
Sorry, part one. Then it started playing part two.
So you didn't, so you don't know what I'm talking about by cliffhanger. You remember when Cadence, after she sent Twilight down into the ground, she walked towards the camera and it goes,
I know.
That's where part one ends.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, I really liked that one, because that was like a cool, and what made that cliffhanger even better was the summary in part two, where you watched, like, previously A My Little Pony. That summary was amazing.
Yeah, but here's the thing, I never got that with him when I saw it, so yeah.
Well, if you ever get to see it again, watch the summary. Yeah. It's great. It really sums up part one really well, and it gives you the same emotion as the cliffhanger.
Yeah, but that two-parter itself is awesome.
It's an amazing episode.
Mm.
I really want those characters to return in season five. It's been three episodes. It's been three seasons. Please bring them back.
Well, you want to bring Chris Change on Queen?
Yes.
I'll say that
for bring her back. Bring her back.
Well, Change on themselves are an interesting concept.
Well, yeah, because they can disguise themselves. So, was Cadence really Cadence, or was she a changeling the whole time? Bum-bum. Let's see. So, moving on. After season two, we had season three. It's cliffhanger.
It wasn't really a cliffhanger, because
it did nothing happened.
Season three, episode one and two, were kind of aired together.
Well, they were all aired together. All the two-parters were aired together. But the cliffhanger in part one was, oh no, Cadence's shield is down, Stormer's coming in. But it was a threat. The cliffhanger was a threat, and you're like, oh my god, he's coming in. But the opening of part two ruined it by having Cadence put the shield again right away.
Yeah, plus Stormer himself, while aesthetically interesting, character-wise, doesn't really have much.
He looked menacing, though. That's all that really mattered. It was a smoke demon. So, the cliffhanger was ruined by the opening scene in part two. So,
yeah.
I mean, looking at the cliffhanger itself, it was really, really good. But, you know, it was ruined by part two. So, I would have to say,
they could have done that bit differently.
If they had done part two better, it would have been better than part one. For sure. Season one, opening with Nightmare Moon. But the fact that it was ruined by part two, it made it completely, pointless. I would have to put it, like, I would have to say Nightmare Moon's was a lot better.
Yeah.
That was a letdown.
Yeah.
But part, what was next after the Sombra?
Princess Twilight Sparkle, I think.
That was the magical mystery cure.
Yeah,
it didn't have a cliffhanger per se, but there was a lot of mini cliffhangers before each commercial.
Yeah, true, but then again, everybody saw that in the commercials.
Well, let me see if I can...
Everybody outside of the freaking world, I have to watch all my funny stuff online.
Well, I'll point out the cliffhangers to you. Do you remember after Twilight sees Rarity with Dashes and Pete Merck, and she's like, it looks like everything's not going to be fine?
Yeah.
That was a commercial right after that. And yeah. I'm like, that was a good cliffhanger there, because it's like, oh my god, what's up with the cootie marks, right?
Yeah, it's like you know something wrong.
It's like, hold on, wait a second. And like, especially with the commercial break, it's even a big cliffhanger, because you have to wait for the commercial to be over, and you can't go to the bathroom, or else you miss it. So that was a big cliffhanger. I like that one. And then I think the next one was after the song. No. I think, yeah, What Make Cutie Mark is Telling Me, and then Twilight sings her OY. After that song, I think was another cliffhanger. And now you're like, oh my god, Twilight's really depressed, and I feel the feels now. Something's not right. And I think there was another cliffhanger after Twilight gets quote-unquote fried by her friend's magic. And so that
the amount of time that passed between Twilight becoming, like, between Twilight getting sent to the starry realm and Twilight coming back to Ponyville,
because
my time
should be turned. Well, yeah. You mean time passed?
Yeah.
Well,
like, Twilight gets blasted, it's still the daytime. Twilight comes back as a princess. Well, an alicorn.
Well, we have to have... Well, because she has to have her star in the sky. You can't have stars in the daytime, moron.
Yeah, but they could do it at sunset, not actual nighttime.
Yeah, true. Well, that'd be cool if they did have it at Twilight. See, here's the thing. When you're animating a show like My Little Pony, you don't have multiple backdrops for the set. All you have is a daytime and a nighttime.
Sure, but I think you did the sun rising.
They could, but you remember when remember when Twilight's raising the sun and the moon in the season 4 finale, and it's just and it's just the same scenery. The colors just fade from like a blue tint to an orange tint to blue tint, just back and forth. So that's all they have to work with. That's all they kind of work with. And that was all the way in season 4.
But then you've got the whole sky splitting today, not with Princess Twilight sparkling.
That was cool. And we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah.
But shh. What were we talking about? Which character were we on? Oh, see, Magic and Mystery Cure. Right. So, Magic and Mystery Cure. So after Twilight gets zapped, I think that was the last commercial, and then you have the whole. So all in all, I think that, well, we'll talk about that episode when we get to the episode. But cliffhanger wise, it had a lot of good ones. And even though they weren't cliffhangers, they were just commercial breaks. They were all really, really good. What's up next? Oh, we got to talk about it because it's technically a cliffhanger, but. Equestria Girls. I don't remember where the commercial break was in the final fight sequence.
I saw it at the movies, so there were no commercial breaks.
You saw it at the movies?
Uh-huh.
I hate you. So I guess we can't really talk about that until we talk about the movie, but...
Yeah.
So I guess we're gonna have to skip Equestria Girls for now. I'm sorry. What's up next? The Princess Twilight Sparkle?
Princess, yeah.
With the vines. Where did part one end?
I tend not to remember commercial breaks. Because it's like, you know, commercial breaks.
Well.
Like, I can't remember if I saw them in the commercial breaks or not. I think I did. Like, for season 4, but I just can't remember where they were. Do you want to just, like, stick to the whole part 1, part 2 thing?
That's what I'm talking about. I forgot where part 1 ended.
Same here.
I just did commercial breaks for Magic Mystery Cure because it was the finale, and I wanted to talk about it somehow.
Okay.
But I forgot where...
Was the whole flashback thing in part 2?
Flashback was part 1. The whole lead leave Twilight behind. Oh, wait, no, we actually need you. That was all in part two. How did part one end?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to YouTube.
No, wait. I remember seeing credits. I remember seeing credits with Luna flashback.
With Luna flashback?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw credits.
Oh! When she became his Nightmare Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the flat. Yeah, it's when she after her transformation, it does a close up of Twilight. The camera zooms in on her, and I think she says that Dick can. No, that was the commercial. Anyway, yeah, that was part one. That's where it ended. Okay, but yeah, that was a fantastic cliffhanger.
Oh my God,
because like you don't know it's a dream. Well, I knew it was a dream right off the bat, but
yeah,
like
it's a bit obvious, yeah.
Nightmare Moon, but
yeah.
Just like her turning into the demon Nightmare Moon, and then like, boom, to be continued. You're like, oh my God, Nightmare Moon's back! Ah, fantastic episode.
Yeah.
Fantastic episode, and part two didn't ruin it like the Sombra one did.
Yeah.
Part two just continued it and made it even better with the fight with Celestia and Luna. Oh my God, that was amazing.
Yeah, the only issue I have with the flashbacks
is that
the whole fight thing took a bit too, like, it was too quick. It, like, in the whole fairy tale story thing Celestia narrates in Friendship is Magic part one.
Yeah.
It's kind of implied that the argument between Celestia and Luna and the fight and stuff took a bit longer than just 5 minutes.
Well, no, the argument was going on for a while. When Luna walked in, she was pretty, you know, she was pretty pissed at Celestia. Yeah. So
we only catched the tail end of it.
Yeah, so we only saw the conclusion. What I'd like to see, and I think all of us would want to see, is how it happened in the first place.
Yep.
Like, the start of it. Like, when did Luna first, you know, put her hoof down? Puns. And, you know, say, this is it, I've had it, I want my time to shine. That'd be nice to see. But, I've said this before, and I'll say it again, especially when we actually review that episode, but you know the part where they send Twilight back to Ponyville because they say that we can't lose another princess?
Yeah.
What they should have done was cut out the Celestia Luna fight, gave that its own episode, and then have Twilight leave her friends before part one ended. That way you have more time for character development, for that, you know, more time for them to realize, we messed up, we need Twilight. But however, it was like 5 minutes. It's like she left, they're like, oh, we messed up, and then she goes back and like, we should never have sent you away. It's like, you learned all that in like 10 minutes? It's like,
yeah,
they should have drawn that out more, and it would have been a bigger impact in Twilight Return.
And they could have at least changed Discord's flashback so it wasn't a complete copy and paste of the Return of Harmony Part 2. That's essentially what it was, except for that little extra bit.
Not really. Because Return of Harmony, he wasn't sitting in a throne, and there was no Celestine and Luna, and
at the end of the Return of Harmony Part 2, Discord is sitting on his throne and basically invoking the ponies, and then he's turned to stone.
Right, but in a different way,
though. That same thing happened, except it's Celestia and Luna instead of Twilight and Co.
And he's eating beans, or, you know, what we think are beans.
Yeah.
That's his throne. And he's established, like, this is my territory. So obviously, of course he's going to sit on his throne.
Yeah, but he's Chaos. He's doing the exact same. He's Chaos Incarnate, and he's doing the exact same thing they did 1,000 years ago. Insanity, everyone?
You know what I think, and I'm probably way off. What it seems like is he's just chaotically playful. You know, like, he's doing it on purpose because he has fun bringing chaos, But he knows that if he wins, there's nothing to make chaos in, out of anymore. Like, he wins. It's all over for him. So I think his plan is to surrender, give up, and then come back later on and just do it all over again. Because he seems to always give up.
That does tie in with the whole Discord teaching him the lesson.
It seems like he doesn't even try to fight back either. Like, when they bring out the Elements of Harmony, they're usually sitting there going like, oh no, please don't use those against me. And then, boom, you're stone again.
And he seems to know, like, what the Tree of Harmony actually is.
He knows everything. He's Discord.
And then he gets hit with a stupid stick in the series for finale.
Well, because...
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. Be back in a sec.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I think what happened in the Discord is that the thing I just mentioned about him giving up on purpose, that's how he used to be like. But then once he met Fluttershy, he found out what friendship actually meant, and he gave up like his like chaotic ways and settled down and had a family, so to speak. So at that point, all he thought about was friendship, and then an occasional mischief here and there. But when
he took friendship for granted, he didn't actually fully grasp the concept.
He didn't, no, because so when Tyrant came along and showed him that he could have a partner and power, Discord's like, well, now I got the best of both worlds. You know, why would I say no to both? So he turned against friendship for friendship and power, or what he thought was friendship. And then when he found out how evil Tyrek actually was, Discord's like, whoa, I don't want none of that anymore. So then he reverted back and realized he was wrong. So I think out of all the characters in the show, Discord has the most interesting one.
Yeah.
He's got the most interesting character development, because he goes through a lot of changes.
Yeah, but he should at least be aware enough that he would expect Tyrek to trick him.
Well, I think he is aware of it now. I mean, after that.
I know, but he should have been aware of it from the start.
Well, he took, like I say, he took it for granted.
He showed in the show to have the most awareness of what's going on around him.
Yeah, he can be tricked. Haven't you read Greek mythology? All the gods were tricked at some point.
Yeah, true.
So it's not easy to believe that a god of chaos, you know, could be tricked every now and then, but, you know.
I guess, but I just feel like he was hitting a stupid stick, that's all.
Stupid stick.
His character was purposely dumbed down a bit, for the sake of the portrayal.
It didn't ruin his character, though.
No, it's just one minor thing.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So, I think
yeah.
Season 4 finale was, what was it? What was season 4 finale?
I think it was...
The epic fight with Tyrek.
Yeah.
Season 4 ended with Celestia going, we have to give you our magic, to be tainted. It's like, what? That cliffhanger left me just like going, what? No, Celestia, come on.
Yeah, that cliffhanger was like, wait a minute, she's like over 1,000 years old.
It kind of ended though. That cliffhanger, it didn't seem to build up to a cliffhanger like the Luna, like the Nightmare Moon transformation or anything. It just kind of like happened.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, it should have been a commercial break kind of ending. You know, like, we must give you our magic. What? Like, one little gasp and then, my little pony. And it's like, that was pretty quick. But it was cool. And part two didn't ruin it like Sombra did. But it added to it. The fact that they actually gave her their magic. What would have ruined part two was if, like, T-Rex showed up right before they gave Twilight their magic. That would have ruined it, but the fact that they actually gave it to her and gave her that whole episode to try and adjust to Alucard magic was great.
Yeah.
That, like, And then it had the epic final fight, which was fantastic.
Yeah, but Celestia's idea of just doing all their magic to Twilight is just what they couldn't have thought of a better idea to make to it.
No,
I don't know, like, if Celestia's technically immortal because he's been in Tartarus for God knows how long, and he's still alive, wouldn't the same apply to his brother? Why not just summon him and have him deal with the rest?
Well, because no one said he was dead. But... because I think didn't Scorpan, which is a weird name, I might add, it seemed like he didn't want to fight anymore. He gave up fighting for friendship, and so calling him mid would go against his character.
Yeah, but
Scorpan?
He obviously respects a question and cares for opponents and stuff, so it might help protect him from his evil brother.
Maybe he's dead. I don't know. But it seemed like when they're naming those characters, they're like, okay, we got a cool name T-Rex for the villain. Let's just throw out a random name for the brother. How about Scorpion? Okay, good job, bro. You know, like...
That's what it was. Since according to what I read, T-Rex is like from one of the old generations of ponies. He's like a reincarnation, like based off an old one from the older pony series. So then,
like G1 ponies. That'd be cool. I have to actually watch those again and find out. But yeah,
I haven't seen them.
They're okay for the time, you know. But they're dated.
Yeah. All right. So what do you think about
next? I think that was. Yes. I need to cut this one short, and we can do another one later because it's at an hour now, and I don't know how much space my iPad has.
Okay. Well, if you guys like want to ask these questions and stuff for us to answer, go ahead. I guess.
Yeah, I'll put this up on YouTube. You can ask on YouTube, and we will respond in the next episode.
Yep.
Yep.
Is either we'll respond or we'll do like an episode review or something.
We'll do it. We'll go down the list of episodes and review each one eventually.
Yeah. Okay.
So don't ask us to review one because the answer is yes in our own time.
Yep.
So, you know, ask away, I suppose. If you're listening to this on iTunes, sorry, I guess. Go on YouTube. Find the video on YouTube. Ask there.
Either that, or if you want to ask me a specific question, then you can contact me on finfiction.net under the same username that you see, DragonFire21.
Yep. Oh, of course, I put this in the podcast description video, so you should be able to see it anywhere.
Yeah.
Alright, so I guess that sums up the introduction video, or podcast.
Yeah.
Alright.
Bye.
Bye.